This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hi, hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living at Empower Radio. You heard the little giggle. I'm so excited to be spending a few minutes with my dear friend, Scott Stabile. I had this whole little blurb written out, but really I just want to say, you know, it's been a heck of a year for everybody, and we've suffered loss of lifestyle, loss of loved ones, loss of a lot of things, but I feel like we've also experienced some gains, you know, maybe connecting interpersonally. And for some of us, especially if you're connected with Scott Stabile, maybe you've stepped a little deeper into a sense of self-love. And if you haven't, that's what the show is going to be about today. It's about big love and how we can embrace it to get through these challenging times and hopefully connect a little deeper with our own sense of self-love. So welcome officially.
Thank you, love. Hi, Scott. I'm happy to be here. Great. How are you, love?
Good, good, good. I love the image behind you. So if you're listening to the podcast piece as opposed to the video, his beautiful book, Big Love, is right behind him with a really cool dragonfly. It's really beautiful. How are you doing? Tell me how you're getting through all of this.
How am I doing and how I'm getting through? How am I doing? I'm doing well. I'm feeling very grounded these days. I'm living in a little cottage near Lake Huron, which is one of the Great Lakes in Michigan, as you know, but not everybody does. And the Great Lakes are extraordinary bodies of water. It's like being on the ocean shore. And it's been a really beautiful, I haven't lived by a lake ever, like for this amount of time. And it's about a minute walk to the lake shore. So that's been really grounding. I mean, it's water, but it's grounding. So
yeah,
it's really been lovely. I don't spend a ton of time out there because it's been so cold, but I go there every day and just kind of take in the lake and feel the energy and give to the lake whatever I feel I need to release if there's something sticky or, you know, whatever. And yeah, so these days feeling good because I'm taking care of myself well right now, and that makes all the difference. You know, like I'm eating really well, I'm moving my body, I'm writing. So those things matter to me. And yeah, when I'm doing those things, I tend to notice that how I'm feeling changes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that idea of giving to the lake, especially the big lakes. I feel like they can really handle it, and kind of letting that stuff just wash away.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, I'm a big fan of nature. And I feel, do you want me to be looking at like where I'm looking? Is that fine? Or should I look at the camera like that?
We're looking great. I don't even know where I'm looking because
I'm looking at you because I
me too. Like I'm imagining I'm looking at you. So, okay.
All right. I'm looking at you too.
Perfect.
I'm looking at you, babe. You're looking at you, babe. So, you know, nature for me, I think for a lot of us, it's so centering. And one of the most incredible things about the experience of living by this lake is that every day it's a different reality out there. Some days there's like ice floating. The lakes are so huge, they don't freeze, but it was so cold here that parts of it were freezing kind of near shore, or you'd see strips of what looked like an ice flow out in the distance. And there's this beautiful kind of transformative nature that I experience when I look at the lake. But within that change, there's just this energy of flow and of okayness. And that for me is one of the great gifts of nature. I can be particularly drawn to trees. And for me, what feels so compelling about trees is just the way in which they're rooted. And no matter what's going on around them, there's this stillness, there's this steadiness. And I just feel like there's so much to learn from from that energy. I know that you love nature in the way I do. It's just like there are so many gifts when we allow ourselves just to be present with the natural wonders of our world that are really all around us. Even if just outside your door, there's a bush or two bushes or a tree. I mean, there's something for me just so grounding and beautiful about it.
Well, even, you know, you think of people in their big cities, in an inner city, and maybe they don't necessarily have the elements of the trees and the water that we're talking about, but they have the sky. You know, I always look at it as if they can't connect to anything nature specific, there's always the sky. You know, you can look up and
absolutely.
And even the dirt, you know, there's something about dirt and the elements that you know, that's the earth. That's what we're walking on. That's what we're standing on. That's what's our foundation and supporting us. But I'm with you. Like, I love the winter water. It's so different.
It's magical.
Every day.
Every day. And the sky is completely different every day. And I'm taking so many pictures of lake and sky, but it's like a different thing every day, the colors in all of it. And I feel like, you know, I've been thinking a lot about lately, I mean, I do in general, but I've been a bit more focused on it, just on intention and the power of intention. And when we are living our lives more intentionally, and that can be in the ways in which we connect with nature. You know, if you're walking, I've lived most of my adult life in big cities like New York and LA and San Francisco. And New York was the most extreme in terms of like having to work for the nature, but there are parks and it's there, and or bring a plant into your home or three or five or whatever. And I find in my life in general, when I am more intentional about the ways in which I connect to anything, to the people in my life, to the trees in my life, to the lake in my life, to myself, what we're able to create, it's limitless. Like, there's no saying. If I go to the lake, if I'm really angry about something, and I go to that lake with the intention of dispelling my anger, releasing it to the lake, being grateful, off, you know, lots of gratitude, thanking the lake, knowing that the lake can receive it. Nature takes our, can you swear on this? I can't.
You can say shit.
Shit,
that's okay. One of my favorite words.
Okay, I figured it's you, so I know you outside of the show, but you know, nature takes our shit no problem. And you know, especially a giant lake like that, it's like, and when we're more intentional about that stuff, it's like it helps, it matters. And so you asked me originally, like, how am I doing with everything that's been going on for the past year? That's part of the story for me too. It's like, what I know is when I'm making intentional choices that help me feel more grounded and more at peace, I am helping myself make it through anything, including this pandemic, which isn't to say that, I mean, you and I spoke probably almost a year ago, because we did a show soon after it was all going on and we were talking like, how are we coping? But we were in the throes of it then.
You know?
And, but it's really the same. It's like, in general, in my life, I'm not without the moments of deep sorrow, of anger, of all the feelings that we all feel. And the way in which I cope is like, I allow myself to feel whatever I'm feeling without feeling the need to judge myself for it or shame myself for it or move myself through it faster than it's moving, you know, and just more allowance, more acceptance, more flow. That's why I love being by a lake right now, because every day it's a reminder of flow. When I watch the waves coming in, I'm like, be in flow. You don't have to force anything. You don't have to force anything. You can just watch and accept and bring as much love to the whole story as you're able to, and you'll serve yourself beautifully that way.
I think that is like the ultimate act of self-love. And celebrating big love is when you can allow yourself that space and to witness it, to be with it, and to say all of this is okay. You know, it's that the famous saying that I hear every day during this pandemic is, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
And yet, if we can look at it that way, even if we don't like the cliche, if we can embrace it that way, and then everything shifts and we don't feel like it's forceful or we're fighting it or that anything out of this natural existence is happening.
Absolutely. And that for me has been such a growth point in my life, is the letting go of the fight against what is. I reflect back and I look at, and it's not, again, it's not to say that I don't do this still sometimes, of course.
Yeah,
it's just that I look at how much of my adult life I spent in resistance to what is, like going to war with reality, when it's like, reality is reality. And what I've learned is that rather than like, I hate this, why is this happening? No. What if I just accept this is what's happening? If what's happening does not feel okay for me, then from this place of acceptance, I have more energy to move forward and create the kinds of changes I want to create. When all my energy is going to the fight against what is, like, there's nothing left in me to create the changes. And like, what is the point of fighting against what is right now in this moment? This is what's happening, you know? And so I'm learning to make changes from a much more peaceful and accepting place. You know, I'm not saying to people that if your reality is something that does not feel good for you, don't do anything about it. I'm saying exactly the opposite. There's so much you can do about it, but we have so much more energy to do something about it when it comes from this more peaceful energy of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to, you go to war, you create war.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a big believer in what you focus on multiplies.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're continuously angry and focusing on the fight or the obstacle, as opposed to, okay, it's real. This is happening. So what can I do to move around it? Whatever that is.
Absolutely. And we know this from experience, because we know I'm sure everyone listening, and I certainly know for myself, how many hours and weeks and months of my life I spent in that fight versus what I'm experiencing now, which is much more acceptance. And it just creates for me a much more peaceful life. And Terry, I mean, you know this about me because we're dear friends, but it's like, I'm seeking peace in my life, and I'm making choices, working to make choices all the time that stand to create more peace in my day, whether it's more peace in my activism, more peace in my relationships, more peace across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the way, coming back to love, like, for me, the number one way to create more peace is always returning to love, first and foremost, of myself, always bringing love to the story, because the vibration of love is one that creates peace and connection and acceptance and all the things that we're all desperate for.
Mm-hmm. I heard something the other day that made me think of you. It was another one of my teachers, and he was talking about the fight and different practices. And he said, there's love, and then you can love unconditionally even more. Mm-hmm. And that, I thought of you. I thought, here's a man who is embracing loving and loving unconditionally, because that what you accept in yourself, I see you really look to accept in others.
Yeah.
And it's not easy, because we are human and we get judgy. I get judgy.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like, I'm totally judgy.
Yeah.
And I'm busy and everything else. But yet, if I can kind of stop myself throughout that process and look at it and then say, okay, I loved that. Just love more. You say, love more. And it's a beautiful practice when you can offer that to yourself and then expand that out to your loved ones, your community, the world.
And the beautiful thing about what you're saying is it happens automatically when you love yourself. That's the thing. That's why I think in my work and in my writing, I focus so heavily on self-love, because what I've come to understand is that the more we love ourselves, the more we naturally have love to offer other people. And it's only when I am in some way not loving myself that I feel compelled to condemn others. Mm-hmm. When I am, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from the Buddha. He said, if you truly loved yourself, you could never hurt another. Mm. And that's the essence of it. It's understanding that when we're so steeped in self-love, there's nothing else we have to offer people except that love in return. So mm-hmm. I know that when I'm creating separation, when I'm going to condemnation, which doesn't mean that people aren't total assholes sometimes and that people aren't saying and doing horrible things. It's for me, it's always about how do I want to show up in the face of that? Yeah. Understanding that we have no control over how other people are showing up, what they're saying, what they're doing. That's none of our business, not really. And we have no power over it. More importantly, mm-hmm. what I have power over are the choices I'm making. Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What example do I want to lead by? And whenever I'm coming back to love as the answer to those questions, I'm serving myself and the world, because that's what love does. It only serves. It's a pure positive force that only creates healing. You know, and why wouldn't we choose that?
Right.
That's why wouldn't we? There's no reason.
It feels terrible to feel the other way.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
Terrible. And I don't want to feel terrible.
No, I don't either. That's why I'm all about love. I've said it many times. It's like, if I'm about love, feels good. That's why I make a lot of noise for love, and I'm so committed to it in my life. If love didn't feel this good, I wouldn't be a love activist. Do you know right. what I mean? If it felt good to hate, I assure you I'd be the most hateful person on the planet, but that's not what comes from hatred. You know, and we all know this, Terry. That's what's so insane is how we humans, though we know love is the answer, we know it in our hearts.
Yeah.
We constantly come up with justifications to live outside of love, mm-hmm. to hate, separation, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so insane to me. And yet I'm speaking on behalf of myself too, because I look at what my mind does. My mind creates all the same justifications that everyone else's mind does. You know, I feel like in my life, I'm just much more committed to my heart than I am to my mind. So when my mind is coming up with all that noise and all those stories, I hear it all. I just don't internalize it the way I used to,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And that's a key, right? The way we used to, because I don't know about you, but there was a time when I ruminated for a long time, yeah. you know, a lot more than I do now.
Yeah.
And something else that you said a minute ago was, you know, leading by example. And it is one of the things that I absolutely love about you is your authenticity. And you do lead by example because you own your shit. Mm-hmm. And yet you still say, even in owning that, I can love more.
Yeah. Yeah. And you hear, I mean, you and I have deep conversations, so you get to hear more than most, like my insecurities, my fear, like all the stuff that comes up, you know. But I think it's so important to acknowledge that stuff, you know. Yeah. And I feel like there is a shift happening that feels really powerful in terms of the people out there leading these conversations. Is it feels like more people are willing to own their shit and not pretend to be this flawless guru who has transcended all of this, because I believe there are very few people on the planet who have transcended all their ego nonsense and are really living in this totally blissed out, egoless, always love all the time state. You know, the rest of us are working our butts off for yeah. that, you know, and understanding that it's lifelong work,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that can feel daunting. But it doesn't need to. That for me always felt like oh my God, I've been doing this for so long. Like, why haven't I reached enlightenment? And now I've let go of that whole story and even that whole desire and just accepted, like, part of the experience of being a human on this planet, in this reality, is that if you are choosing to heal and choosing to grow and choosing to expand your consciousness, that is a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it is, you do get the dividends, you get the payoffs. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be working at it all along, but I also see the ways in which I've grown. I feel them. I feel how much more loving I am. I feel how much more accepting I am. I feel how much more naturally I go to those places than I ever did. And that's glorious. You know what I mean? Like, that's juice. Like, that keeps me going. It's like, I want more of this. I want more of these moments centered in this feeling of just total love. You know, it keeps you amped up.
Absolutely. And on you, it shows, like, you're glowing. When you are talking your talk, walking your walk, you glow. And right now you're glowing. Yeah, you're welcome. So I know you've got some things that you're working on, some offerings that you're putting out there for people. Again, listeners, this is my dear friend, Scott Stabile. I love this man. And if you have not heard of him before, you've not worked with him before, this is your golden opportunity and the gift that you give to yourself, because it is all about self-love and big love and just love. I have something I opened up to today that I thought is beautiful. So we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. But really, I'd like you to share the new workshop that you're offering and your community group that you're doing so that people can have a taste of what it is that you're bringing to the table.
Cool. Thank you. Well, I'm doing these big love groups. I think by the time this goes to air, the most recent groups are going to have begun.
Okay.
But they're things I'm planning to offer throughout the year. And it's really, I was a bit resistant to doing these groups online. I was traveling so much in 2019 to different cities to offer these in person, and love so much sitting in a room, you know, with 15, 20 people and really diving into the meat of self-love and facing our fears and overcoming shame and all of these core things that so many of us are working so hard on. And to do that in a small group of people who are committed to that process too and wanting to love themselves more, for me, is like one of the great gifts of my life to get to do that. But I've discovered that it's pretty extraordinary what can happen in a Zoom group. I mean, and it makes sense. I should have known that, because it's all energy.
Yeah.
And I do so many live videos on social media that I've felt the energy that happens when that's going on. So these groups have been beautiful. I just call them like big love, the big love groups. And we gather together and we dive into the stuff that we're talking about. And my main intention, one main intention for the work I do, is just to really, really remind people that they are worthy as they are, and they are worthy of love as they are, and that they're not alone in their struggle. And when you're in the group and you hear other people sharing what they share about their experience and their journey, we all connect to everything that everyone is saying. Mm-hmm. It blows me away every time. I mean, someone could be talking about their relationship with their cat, you know, and I don't have a cat, but something will come from that is so human and so universal. And we get to see how not alone we are, mm-hmm. how truly, truly connected we are to one another. And we get to hold space for each other to share their stories and ask the questions that they want to ask. And I facilitate them and guide with, you know, just from my experience of life and my deep commitment to the power of love in our lives and bringing love to our lives in every way possible. So those will be going on through the year. And there is one other thing happening. I'm going to be leading a men's writing intensive the weekend of April 10th and 11th, just for men, which for me is really exciting, because my work tends to draw women. So my workshops are always 90% women. Which is great. I mean, there's always a part of me, it's like, God, I wish more men were doing this kind of work. And the workshop I'm leading is with this man named David Kirkpatrick, who's a really wonderful man. He used to head Paramount Studios in Hollywood. So he's really tapped into like screenplay writing and fiction. And I'm more of like nonfiction. And together, like, we're going to just host a small group of men and dive into writing, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's called He Writes. I'm really excited about that.
That's awesome. And it's so needed. Like, I feel like there's this explosion of femininity, and that it's been such a masculine ride for the last couple of hundred years.
Too masculine. Way too masculine.
Yeah, it's so beautiful that you're offering that. So, because men do need to connect more. You know, they need to connect more with each other. They need to be able to balance that place of writing. I have no idea, you know, what the content of the group is, but my vision that I see is that it's just beautiful that they're connecting. And if you're in it, then it's going to be a more loving environment.
Thank you. Yeah. And for me, in all of the work I do with these workshops, is writing is a main tool I use. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's an incredibly powerful tool for self-exploration. Mm-hmm. And it really, through writing, we're really able, I find, to get in touch at times with things that when we're just in our thoughts, we don't necessarily open to the same pathways of understanding that we can open to with the written word, you know. And yeah, I want to just kind of chime in on what you're saying too, that it feels like the energy of our planet is moving more to the divine feminine. And we all have all energies. We all have masculine, feminine, and we've been functioning in this masculine and in many ways highly toxically masculine energy for so long, that to feel the shift moving more into the feminine, more into receptivity and vulnerability and compassion, it excites me beyond belief, honestly, because those are the energies I connect with profoundly, you know. And I'm excited to see more men showing up in that way, you know.
Yeah, it's a balance, you know. We have not been balanced forever, and it's really a balance, you know, in your relationships. When you can come to that place of balance, it's great. But we live in this real world. We live on Earth, and it's beautiful, because I know that those men in that group will be impacted with a sense of love. What they do with it when they leave is certainly up to them, but you're going to give them a great gift in that, in your open-heartedness and your willingness to embrace it. So
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. I want to read to you what I opened up the book, and my bookmark happens to be a poster. I think I read this with you before.
I have it on the fridge here. You gave me a copy.
Yes.
I have it right on the refrigerator. I love it.
That's my bookmark. And these are the two that I opened up to today. Can I read them, or do you want to grab your book behind you and read them?
No, I'd love to hear you read them.
Okay, I'm going to read them. So the first one I thought was so fitting for what we're talking about today. No matter how challenging your reality feels right now, you have the strength to survive it. Okay, it makes me want to cry. And the wisdom to grow from it. Everything plays its part in your greatness. Everything. Obviously, it touched me deeply, because we do have all of that, and we forget.
Yeah.
Even I forget. Even you forget.
All the time. Yeah. Okay. But it doesn't go away. That's the beautiful thing. We can forget 1,000 times, and that knowing, that inner wisdom, is still with us. Yeah. So we can always return to it. There's always the possibility of returning to that which we've forgotten, you know?
And when you return, it's that, it's like you can sink into love.
Yeah, it's coming home.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. And so the opposite page, for those that are watching on video, this is the awkwardness of video.
I know, you do like me. You
can't. Okay, I got it. The opposite page, which I also thought was beautiful. Okay. And then there was that time that you sucked down your fear, breathed into it, faced it with a courage that moves mountains, and you stepped right into that thing, that situation, that experience, moments, and forever before had crippled and controlled you. and had you believing you could never rise up to meet it. But you did, because you could, and you will again, because you can. Yes, oh yes, you can. Every time I read those, I hear your voice saying, yes, you can. And I feel like it's the little engine that could.
That's awesome.
Yes, you can.
It's a joy for me to hear you read from Just Love. Yeah, that's cool.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful. So everybody, those are the gifts that this beautiful man brings to all of us. Big love, just love. And I'm sure there will be a lot more about love. love.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, always.
So, okay, well, we're down to the wire. I think we probably only have a minute left. And as you know, I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something to take out into the day to elevate their soul or maybe lift them in love. What would that be?
Yeah, you know, one of my constant refrains to myself throughout the day, every day these days is, it's okay, honey, you're human. Like every time I'm inclined to get down on myself, beat myself up for something, not showing up the way I wanted to, it's like I'm there as my own best friend. And I'm just like, it's okay, honey, you're human. It's for me, this very gentle way to remind myself that we are not perfect. We are not here to be perfect. Part of being a human being with a human mind is that we contain all of it. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that's just another way of saying to myself, I love you. I've got you. You know, be good to yourself. Be gentle with yourself. So I encourage listeners, watchers, when you feel yourself getting frustrated with yourself, just be like, it's okay, honey. You're human.
I love that. And all of Scott's information is available on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. ScottStabile.com, ScottStabile.com. Thank you. I love you.
I love you so much, Terry.